Maxine Waters and the Spirit of Satanic Rebellion, a Constitutional and Biblical Response. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 23. There are moments when the veil is pulled back, and we see not just political conflict, but a spiritual battle playing out in real time. The recent outburst by Representative Maxine Waters, accusing President Trump of trying to impose martial law in Los Angeles, is one such moment. In front of a crowd of protesters and news cameras, Waters launched into a tirade that was not only factually false and legally reckless, but spiritually revealing. "Trump, I wish I could tell you to be ashamed, but you have no shame," she spat. "You're a dishonorable, dirty, cruel, crooked human being. You want martial law? You want to do whatever you want to do." Waters did not merely oppose a policy. She vilified the president, denounced the National Guard's lawful deployment, demanded mass protests in the streets, and painted a distorted picture of government troops aiming to shoot somebody. She cloaked rebellion in the language of resistance, but this is no civil rights movement. This is spiritual warfare masquerading as politics. This is not just politics. This is the power of the air. The Bible warns us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. What we witnessed in that press conference is not just partisan hysteria. It is a woman, elected to uphold the Constitution, being used as a pawn of spiritual rebellion. Make no mistake, Maxine Waters is advancing the goals of an anti-God, anti-order agenda. Her words serve the same spirit that inspired Saul Alinsky to dedicate Rules for Radicals to Lucifer, the original rebel. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. She mocks the rule of law. She stirs up civil unrest. She fans the flames of fear over federal authority, delegitimizing order while protecting lawlessness. This is not public service. This is an attack on the Constitution with the hammer and sickle of Marxist ideology, repackaged in the language of justice and sanctuary. Sanctuary or stronghold of lawlessness? Waters proudly declares Los Angeles a sanctuary city. But whom does that sanctuary protect? Not the unborn, not the victims of violent crime committed by repeat offenders shielded from deportation. Not the peaceful citizens watching their streets turn into battlegrounds. No, the sanctuary movement has become a stronghold of lawlessness, rebellion against federal immigration law, open defiance of ICE, and now, slander against the military and executive branch for trying to restore order. Her words would be troubling enough if they were merely exaggerated. But they are far more dangerous than that. They appear to be designed to incite civil unrest. And if any conservative had said what she did, claiming the president seeks to shoot protesters and calling for masses in the streets, they'd be arrested or at least interrogated by the DOJ. "Why not her? We need huge numbers," she said. "I want the crowds to grow and grow and grow. That's not leadership, that's mob politics, and it's time we called it what it is, a direct threat to the Constitution and a sin against God's design for authority and peace. A call to repentance, not just for her, but for us all." Let's be clear, our enemy is not Maxine Waters. Our enemy is the spirit of rebellion she is yielding to. As Christians, we don't respond with carnal anger or personal hatred. We respond with clarity, boldness, and the offer of truth. Maxine Waters needs to repent. Not to Republicans, but to God. Her slanderous accusations, public incitement, and exploitation of racial and political wounds grieve the heart of God. They also endanger the very people she claims to defend. The National Guard is not the enemy. The rule of law is not oppression. And the presidency, imperfect though it may be in the hands of any man, is still part of the God-ordained structure of authority meant to preserve peace. Romans chapter 13 verses 1-4. We pray for her salvation. We pray for her deliverance from the spirit of chaos. But we also call on Congress and federal authorities to investigate whether her remarks crossed legal lines, and we urge every believer to see through the deception that cloaks radical rebellion in the garments of justice. Watch the moment for yourself. See the full video of Waters' press conference here. God first, truth always, the Constitution must stand. At VCA, we stand not with partisanship, but with principle. Not with chaos, but with Christ. We believe God's word is the standard by which every leader, Republican or Democrat, must be judged. And we believe America cannot be saved through politics, but it can be destroyed through rebellion. So we call the church to stand, to speak, to discern, and to pray that God would raise up leaders who fear him more than man, and who restore this republic not with riots, but with righteousness.